It is just a couple minutes after 4 o'clock, and you are listening to KPFK Los Angeles 90.7 FM, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, all over the world at kpfk.org. Once again, time for Melting Pot here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. My name is Michael Barnes, your usual host for this program. And for today's program, we have a fair amount of new music, some brand new music, which is not going to be released until March, I do believe, from Lee Fields and The Expressions. Here's something from his new record in this show. Also in the show, some brand new music from Adrian Young and his group, Venus Dawn. Some brand new music from The Dirty Three out of Australia, one of my favorite all-time instrumental groups, their first record in quite some time. Also, brand new music from Frankie Rose and the Outs and Hunks without his punks this time around. Definitely get that one on for you today's show. We also have giveaways, some really great giveaways for a show that's going on over at the Echo called Blazin' 45s with a whole bunch of really great DJs, including Peanut Butter Wolf, Rich Medina, and Retmatic laying down nothing but funky 45s. The Lions are performing in town pretty soon. We'll have tickets for that. And then we have tickets for the Wu-Tang Clan at Club Nokia a little bit later on in the show as well. So definitely stay tuned for all of that and all the music we have for you today on Melting Pot. I'm starting things out with a little birthday tribute to Martin Luther King Jr. Nation will celebrate his holiday tomorrow on Monday, but today, the 15th, is actually his birthday. And so I wanted to start the show off with a couple of tracks that were dedicated to him, and then you'll also hear a short excerpt from his final speech, the speech in Memphis just the day before he died. And I'm going to start the set off with a track by one of my favorite vocalists. I was going to say maybe all time, but maybe not quite all time, but he's getting there. Already in a very young career, Jose James from his debut, The Dreamer, and the song The Dreamer, dedicated to Martin Luther King Jr., here for you on KPFK and Melting Pot.
Possibilities, yes. Sky of light and love. I saw the dreamer raise his hand into a day of tomorrow. Yes, I saw. Thank you. today's peace, yesterday's nightmare, and tomorrow's promise. Tomorrow's promise I saw the dreamer raise his hand for me. I saw into a world of possibilities, into a sky of light and love, into a day of tomorrow. I saw the dreamer raise his hand.
We have an opportunity to make America a better nation. And I want to thank God once more for allowing me to be here with you. You know, several years ago, I was in New York City autographing the first book that I had written. And while sitting there autographing books, a black woman came up. The only question I heard from her was, "Are you Martin Luther King?" And I was looking down writing and I said, "Yes." And the next minute I felt something beating on my chest. Before I knew it, I had been stabbed by this demented woman. I was rushed to Harlem Hospital. It was a dark Saturday afternoon. That blade had gone through, and the x-rays revealed that the tip of the blade was on the edge of my aorta, the main artery. And once that's punctured, you're drowned in your own blood. That's the end of you. It came out in the New York Times the next morning that if I had merely sneezed, I would have died. Well, about 4 days later, they allowed me, after the operation, after my chest had been opened and the blade had been taken out, to move around in the wheelchair in the hospital. They allowed me to read some of the mail that came in, and from all over the states and the world, kind letters came in. I read a few, but one of them I will never forget. I had received one from the president and the vice president. I've forgotten what those telegrams said. I'd received a visit and a letter from the governor of New York, but I've forgotten what that letter said. Yes. But there was another letter that came from a little girl, a young girl, who was a student at the White Plains High School. And I looked at that letter, and I'll never forget it. Said simply, "Dear Dr. King, I am a ninth grade student at the White Plains High School." She said, "While it should not matter, I would like to mention that I'm a white girl. I read in the paper of your misfortune and of your suffering. And I read that if you had sneezed, you would have died. I'm simply writing you to say that I'm so happy that you didn't sneeze. And I want to say tonight that I too am happy that I didn't sneeze, because if I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1960 when students all over the South started sitting in at lunch counters. And I knew that as they were sitting in, they were really standing up for the best in the American dream and taking the whole nation back to those great wells of democracy which were dug deep by the founding fathers in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1961 when we decided to take a ride for freedom and ended segregation in interstate travel. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1962 when Negroes in Albany, Georgia decided to straighten their backs up. And whenever men and women straighten their backs up, they are going somewhere, because a man can't ride your back unless it is bent. If I had sneezed, if I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been here in 1963. And the black people of Birmingham, Alabama, aroused the conscience of this nation and brought into being the Civil Rights Bill. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have had a chance later that year in August to try to tell America about a dream that I had had. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been down in Selma, Alabama to see the great movement there. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been in Memphis to see a community rally around those brothers and sisters who are suffering. I'm so happy that I didn't sneeze. And they were telling me, now it doesn't matter now. It really doesn't matter what happens now. I left Atlanta this morning, and as we got started on the plane, there were six of us. The pilot said over the public address system, "We are sorry for the delay, but we have Dr. Martin Luther King on the plane, and to be sure that all of the bags were checked, and to be sure that nothing would be wrong on the plane, we had to check out everything carefully, and we've had the plane protected and guarded all night." And then I got into Memphis, and some began to say the threats, or talk about the threats that were out, or what would happen to me from some of our sick white brothers. Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. And I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
when they crucified my Lord. Were you there when they crucified? Causes me to tremble.
Music from Max Roach and the J.C. White Singers here for you on KPFK and Melting Pot. A song called Were You There When They Crucified My Lord, performed in dedication to the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., in addition to Malcolm X and Medgar Evers and other martyrs of the Civil Rights Movement, and found on an album released in 1971 called Lift Every Voice and Sing, once again from Max Roach and the J.C. White Singers. Also in the set, once again, you heard the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., his final speech in Memphis just the day, or I should say night, before he was assassinated in 1968, what is commonly known as I've Been to the Mountaintop speech. And you can find that really probably only on a LP, Free at Last, which was released around that same period of time by Gordy Records. And maybe one of his best speeches, if not his best speech. More well-known, the I Have a Dream speech, but that one is a pretty important one, and also really important, especially thinking about the times that we live in now, that when he went to Memphis, he went there to support sanitation workers who had been on strike for quite some time and was involved in the poor people's movement that was going on during that period of time. And things to still think about here in our current days. And start to set off with music from Jose James, The Dreamer, dedicated to Martin Luther King Jr. from an album of the same title, his debut release from 2008. We have a new record coming out from Jose James a little bit later in the year. I believe it's going to be called No Beginning and No End. But all those songs dedicated to Martin Luther King Jr. here on his birthday and just before we celebrate the holiday on Monday. Get back into the rest of the music for the show right now. Something brand new. This record will be released in March from Lee Fields and the Expressions. Faithful Man is the name of the new record from him. Walk On Through That Door is the name of the song you're going to hear now on KPFK and Melting Pot.
Walking through that door. hombres que le gustan gozar, los siete nombres le invitan a bailar. Todos los hombres que le gustan gozar, los siete nombres le invitan a bailar.
You're listening to KPFK, Melting Pot's the name of the show. You just heard music from Hunks, a solo record, a kind of concept one, because in addition to being a punk rock and roller, Hunks is also a hairdresser, and so this record is called The Hairdresser Blues, and it'll be released on Harley Art a little later in the year. Always Forever, the name of the track from Oakland, California's Hunks. We had some music out of Ohio in, I think, the early part of the 1970s from a group called Los Nombres. Self-titled record is going to get reissued on, or really issued on, Numero. The song you heard was Todos from Los Nombres. They were among the many featured groups on several of the Bode Recording Company collections that Numero put out last year. Very fine stuff. Also in the set, music from the Alalas from a 7-inch, and Catamaran, the name of a song, should have a full length out a little later here in 2012. And start things off with Lee Fields and the Expressions. Brand new music from them, Walk On Through That Door. The name of the song from the album Faithful Man, which will also be coming in March from Lee Fields and the Expressions, and hopefully they'll be coming to Los Angeles to play. In the background is a surefire funky 45 from Sureshot Symphony Solution. Sureshot, producer out of San Francisco, and good friend Sol Marcosa hit me to this, and I was very, very happy to be able to pick up the 45. If you dig this sound, then you're sure to really enjoy Blazing 45's show that's coming up at the Echo on January 19th, and it's just going to be a bunch of DJs playing the funkiest 45's that they got, and these are some good, good DJs. Rich Medina from Philadelphia, Peanut Butter Wolf, who you should very well know, as well as Retmatic and Shortcut from the Bay Area. Hosted, I do believe, by the man who must have every record, Danny Holloway. And going on over at the Echo on January 19th. If you'd like to go and see it, courtesy of KPFK and Melting Pot, just give me a call right now, 818-985-5735, 818-985-5735, and I'll hook you up with a pair of passes to go and bear witness to Blazing 45s, once again featuring DJs Rich Medina, Peanut Butter Wolf, Shortcut, and Ratmatic. Also Expo, probably a few guests, and who knows what's going to go down. But if you'd like to see it, 818-985-5735 is the number to call. Getting the next set started with music from the Echocentrics. This is a EP. They released a really nice record last year called Sun Shadows, but they also released this EP. It's called Echoland, a kind of tribute to Timbaland, and so kind of imaginings of some of those songs. And We Need a Resolution is the name of this one, featuring Chita Lima on the vocals from the Echocentrics on KPFK and Melting Pot.
I'm Once I had a pretty girl to none. Once I had a pretty girl to call my own. Once I had a shaggy dog done gone. Once I had a shaggy dog to call my own. Once I had a singing group been gone. Now I got another group, didn't take too long.
Music from Arthur Lee and Love here for you on KPFK and Melting Pot. The name of the song is Doggone, and that's an alternate version that's on the CD kind of re-release of the Blue Thumb recordings from Love. It's originally featured on an album called Out Here from 1969. Yeah, released in 1969 on Blue Thumb Records, and something that I ran into, I didn't buy for it. I don't know why. I just didn't, but I didn't. But I saw a copy over at Wombleton Records earlier in the week while I was digging around for some goodies. And so that put the thought into my mind of playing you Doggone with that just amazing drum break, which I'm pretty sure is George Sharanovich on the drums for Arthur Lee and Love on that song, Doggone. Something that the Echocentrics sampled last year for one of my favorite songs of the year, a song called Jardim, which featured Chita Lima. You heard a different recording from the Echocentrics ahead of that, and one that was also using a very kind of famous sample, this time from Al Green. So once again, featuring Chita Lima on a track called We Need a Resolution, paying tribute to Timbaland on this EP, which is called Echoland from the Echocentrics. And that's all we had for you in the set. Be back with a whole nother hour of music here in just a moment.
Hi, this is the Corin Tucker Band, and you're listening to The Melting Pot on KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, and all over the world at kpfk.org.
Need to earn a couple extra college credits? Why not earn them at KPFK? If you appreciate progressive news, culture, music, and more, come and be a part of the movement. Call 818-985-2711, extension 513, to learn about internship opportunities. Or log on to kpfk.org and click on Volunteer to find out more.